So next up, we have a great presentation on the top 10 construction loan provisions, which is going to hear a high-level overview of the structure of a construction loan agreement and highlights of major pitfalls for the lender and borrower sides. So we have Darren Lauder with us virtually. Darren is a partner with Foley and Lardner. He is a member of the firm's finance practice and energy industry team and focuses his practice on energy project finance, project development, and related tax and public financings. Darren has negotiated innovative energy output and investment tax credit insurance policies for solar power projects, helped to finance numerous community solar and distributed generation portfolios, and manage diligence efforts, financing negotiations, and documentation for large utility-scale renewable projects. He also regularly represents lenders in other significant non-recourse project finance transactions. In just the past 2 years, he has assisted clients on projects totaling over 5,000 megawatts worth more than $3.2 billion. So, Darren, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. It's great to join you. I would have loved to have been there in person. I think my flight would be arriving in just a couple of hours after being canceled. So excited to join you. Again, I'll have to get my first trip to Austin another time. Thanks. And I appreciated the previous panelist making the point that obviously what we're talking about here is not an exhaustive list. These are a few highlights of some things to keep in mind in construction loan facilities. And we'll talk through a number of items. If you have questions, please feel free to share those throughout, and I'll try to address them during the discussion or at the end. So, again, as was just mentioned, I'm a partner in our Washington, D.C. office of Foley and Lardner, and work primarily on renewable energy projects with a heavy focus on solar. Done a lot of representing both lenders and sponsors in the construction loan facilities and other debt facilities. So I'll be going through some project financing basics. What does that term mean? What different types of debt facilities are there? How are those documented? What are some of the key provisions to keep in mind in negotiating and drafting, both commercially and legally, from construction loans in construction loan documentation? And then a couple of things that we probably won't have time to talk through in detail, but wanted to include for reference as well. So some of the standard conditions precedent to closing, some of the credit agreement negotiations pitfalls, and some discussions of collateral release timing, which, especially when there's tax equity involved, becomes a pretty significant issue. So project financing basics. When we talk about project financing or non-recourse project financing, what is it that people are describing? Generally, this is a technique for financing projects that the developer typically can't support themselves. So you can have a small developer and a very large project. That very large project can be very financially healthy and able to support a lot of debt. But that debt, you will not find the repayment for that debt in the sponsor's balance sheet directly. You'll find it in the project itself. And so that's what we're describing, special purpose entity project company that's owned by a sponsor or developer in some form. And we'll go through some of the forms and structures. And the borrower themselves or the sponsor parent of the borrower is typically not on the hook for the debt. So non-recourse to those upstream entities, full recourse to the project and the project assets. So what does that mean? It means that the equity is going to come from multiple sources. The equity in that project is going to come from the sponsor. It's going to come from outside tax investors in the renewable energy space. Now it can come from a tax equity buyer, a transferee, which did not used to be the case. And the debt is going to be sized and based on the viability of the project itself, and typically on the certainty and specificity of the project contracts. So these are power purchase agreements. They might be capacity agreements.